Got it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's June 10th, 2019, 6 o'clock. Welcome to the public hearing on the proposed 2019-2020 budget for Curie Beach. The purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed budget for the fiscal year 2019-2020. Official notice of this public hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board on May 24th, 2018, and was advertised in the Island Gazette on May 29th. Thus meeting the notification requirements. Proposed budget highlights: increased property tax of 1 cent per $100 value, raising the current rate from 33 to 34 cents. Changes to the water and sewer rate structure, residential and commercial and Fort Fisher water, lower minimum to 2,000 gallons and increase the rate tiers by 10%. Residential, commercial and Fort Fisher sewer, lower minimum to 2,000 gallons and increase rate tiers by 10%. An additional full-time staff member in building inspections and one in the police department. Cost of living adjustment of 2.8% for employees. Merit increase of 1.5% to reward employees who are performing above expectations. This budget is based on conservative revenue growth estimates. It stands alone. No money is being transferred from other accounts. It minimally grows our contingency fund and our beach protection fund, and is consistent with our strong financial philosophy and our strong state audits. First, we have people to address council. We have one individual to address council, and that would be Debbie. You know the drill, Debbie. Name and address.
Yeah. I had some questions. May I ask a couple questions? Okay. So, can you explain what you mean by the Beach Protection Fund?
We maintain a fund of money because when we have a hurricane or we have any type of incident, doesn't have to be a hurricane, could be any water event, we need to go in and repair that structure before we can recover any cash. It takes the government quite a while to bring cash back. We don't all want to sit here and wait for that money before we get to repairs. Therefore, we usually maintain a fund so that we can go ahead and get some of that work done. Arlen, if you can add anything there if you wish to.
And the other thought was when it first was established, I think back in 2014, the future of funding for beach nourishment was in question. So that's another part of this, is to have a reserve fund if the town has to contribute towards any future beach nourishment. I mean, it would only contribute a very insignificant portion, but it still is something that we're putting aside just in case.
So what is the balance of the beach protection fund now?
My guess is about $340,000.
And what is the balance of the contingency fund now?
Well, the contingency is really just a small part of the general fund. So the contingency for this year is $20,000.
So if you don't spend the contingency fund, does it just roll over annually to become a bigger contingency fund?
Or it becomes part of the general fund balance.
Okay. So there's not a fund that's a contingency fund that continues to grow every year like the Beach Protection Fund?
Well, there is the general fund, what's considered fund balance, which is kind of, you could look at it as like the savings account.
Like reserves?
Basically, yes. So it's, there's requirements by the state to have a certain amount. I believe last year, I'm trying to think of the last audit, our fund balance was probably in the neighborhood of about $2.2 million, maybe.
Okay. The reason that I came tonight, I don't profess to have any great knowledge as to the whys of these increases. None of us are ever happy about a property tax increase when we pay as much as we do. I think we pay a pretty aggressive amount of property tax here. My biggest concern are the changes to the water and sewer rate structure. Can you explain the lowering of the minimum to 2,000 gallons? Does that mean that, I know at some point after a certain amount of usage, doesn't the rate, your water rate go up?
Yes.
Okay. So that minimum is going to 2,000 gallons. What was it before?
2,500 gallons.
Okay, so now instead of the 2,500 that's getting charged more, the 2,000 one didn't charge more.
Right. You used to be charged 45 cents. Now you'll be charged 49 cents, 49 and a half cents.
Okay. I have a real philosophical problem, and I've been here before to talk about it, with the irrigation charges. The water meter, to get an irrigation meter in the town of Cary Beach costs $4,000, correct?
Yes.
That hasn't changed. And I have complained about that before and questioned why it's so, and what I was told in pretty clear terms by council was that council did not believe in irrigation. Or let me rephrase that. Council believes in irrigation, but council believes that in order to irrigate, we need to be paying for both water and sewer on that water we use to irrigate. Because you're making the ability to irrigate fiscally not feasible for the average person. I think $4,000 for an irrigation meter is exorbitant. And I researched this a couple of years ago. Carolina Beach charges just a very small fraction of that. And I came up and talked about that. I was told that I should be able to easily afford that, and I think that the council member must know more about my finances than I do, but we can't afford that. And I feel very strongly that it's the town council's responsibility to provide us access to utilities. I don't think that it's town council's responsibility to impose your environmental kind of standards or philosophies on the citizens of Cary Beach. And, we own a very, very small lot in Sea Watch. Every lot in Sea Watch is small. I'm sure most of the people here have small lots. We live on the beach. We have some turf. We have some roses, some hydrangea. We're very proud of our yard. It's tiny, but we do need to irrigate it. We've invested quite a bit in that. We have had water bills almost close to $600. And we do not irrigate like crazy people. We have.
Do you know how many gallons you irrigate with?
I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Okay, so you don't know how many gallons you're using for that kind of money?
I can't tell you off the top of my head. I mean,
okay.
I've done the math. We had that was extreme. I have no idea what was going on that month. But we've regularly had bills in excess of $400 in the summer. We would buy an irrigation meter tomorrow so that we could only be charged water rates. We really shouldn't have to pay water and a sewer for water that is not going through the system. And I've just never understood. Well, I do understand. Here's what I understand, and I'm not in any way inferring that this is how you're thinking, but this is how I'm feeling as a citizen. As a citizen, I feel like you price the irrigation meter so high that no one's going to buy it, and that you're going to continue. The town is going to continue to lose a great deal of money because those of us who choose to irrigate. Unless I want to lose all the investment that we put in, we're going to have to irrigate. You're going to double your money on us for that irrigation. So we're getting financially punished.
Yes, sure.
For choosing to have
finished,
to add beauty to our own landscape that we own. So all I'm saying is, why can't the town consider to govern in the way that all the other municipalities have and give us an opportunity to buy an irrigation meter at a reasonable cost?
Okay.
Like even $1,000 would be, I still think it's exorbitant, is still reasonable. $4,000 is basically telling us, too bad, you're just going to have to pay double, and we're going to continue to collect all of this money off the irrigation.
Well, we'll get to that. Commissioner David Hagler, who's up in Hickory, where all the water is right now, really wanted to address some of your comments. So, David, you're
yes.
on. Can you hear him, Debbie?
Yes. Can everyone hear me?
We're trying to get you on the microphone.
Okay, thank you.
There we go.
Okay, so I want to apologize to everyone for me and the work persons at this meeting because I'm very interested and I've been listening. So a couple comments on the water. As I'm the commissioner that's going to drive this issue, and I know Ms. Elliott knows that very well. Three things. The town has a responsibility to make sure that water is available to the citizens for their use, not for water use. And we take that seriously. The Castlemaine Aquifer, which supplies Park Price Beach, Carolina, and Curie Beach, is an aquifer that has a bunch of issues. One being that just to the east of it is the Atlantic Ocean. If we overuse that aquifer, saltwater will be entrained into that aquifer, and then everyone is in jeopardy. The council has discussed this multiple times, and that's why the rates are set the way they are. Additionally, we recognize that we have a number of senior citizens on fixed income in the town, and that's why we have maintained the minimums and then have a ratcheted rate, which we've encouraged Carolina Beach to follow. And they have not as yet, but I think they will, because serious usage of the water jeopardizes us all, and that is a fact. You can look that up scientifically. Saltwater intrusion into an aquifer by the ocean risks all of us ability to have fresh water. And so that's why our rate structure is structured the way it is. If you're really paying $600 a month for irrigation, then you're using an excessive amount of water, and you should probably work on that. If you want to continue to use that water, that's basically 5 or 6 months to pay for the irrigation meter that Curie Beach has. I appreciate council's support on protecting all of us' access to fresh water, and the town will continue, or at least the town will continue to have a similar policy as long as commissioners understand the risk involved with overusing that aquifer. Not only is that a Curie Beach issue, I've expressed this strongly to Carolina Beach as well during multiple meetings about concerns with their rate structure. They should adopt a similar rate structure. Finally, there is an option to do shallow water wells. I know in your tight neighborhood it's hard to position a well where it's far enough from your property to have a shallow water well, but if you work with your neighbors in your community, you could probably find somewhere in that community to put a shallow water well and then route it to multiple people's properties. The issue with shallow water wells, and I have one, even though I don't irrigate, is that they don't make the grass look pretty because we have high iron content in most of our shallow wells. But that is an option. The fact is that the town has a responsibility to protect access to good drinking water for the entire community. And our rate structure is predicated upon the fact that our aquifer is adjacent to the Atlantic Ocean. That's how we set the rates, and that's how we continue to discuss the rates, and that's why the rates are the way they are.
There are a couple of things I'd like to ask in response to that. I think it's very strange that one individual, one elected official is claiming to know more about the risk to our water availability than all the other elected officials of Carolina Beach. I mean, why is Carolina Beach able to provide an irrigation meter at a fraction of the cost? If we're all using the same aquifer, are they just ill-informed? And we're that much more well-informed? Or is there some sort of philosophical difference?
Well, they make their decisions based on what they believe is best for their citizens. And
well, I'm here as a citizen to tell you very, very vehemently that I feel very oppressed by this rule. And I think that you really are taking your position too far. And I appreciate the fact that Mr. Hegler doesn't irrigate. That's his right. It's my right, my husband's right to irrigate. We have explored a shallow water well. We've been told that because of the shallow depth, it would not be a good solution because then it would ruin our driveway, our facade of our house. It would be staining with all that rust and iron and so forth. That creates a whole other financial burden. And then to imply that the citizens, I understand that there are people in our community on a limited income, but I don't think that it's fair that you overcharge a bunch of us to ensure that senior citizens are not charged the same rate. That was what I was hearing, is that we're sort of, you know, obligated to do that.
You're charged more when you use more. If you use less, you will be charged less.
I understand that. We are a household of two adults. We don't have any children. And we have a very small yard. The fact that we're able to get a bill of this magnitude, to me, says that something is wrong with our rate structure. And I would really, really encourage the community to be more in line with Carolina Beach and others that make their utilities available to their citizens at a reasonable rate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Dee.
The water and sewer meters.
Yes.
With the new rate change.
Yes.
Does that increase the price of water and sewer also, you know, that goes through that meter?
Water and sewer rates will go up, yes, depending on how much you use. There could be some potential increases to your bill. You could manage it by managing the water flow. We are putting in new meters. That is some of the reason that we do have to increase some of the money and some of the rates. We have also had a variety of drainage issues. We had a variety of breaks after Florence. These things have to be fixed. That is all part of these structures as well. We also share sewerage with our friends at Carolina Beach. Carolina Beach, we use some of their capacity, and we try to drive as much of our capacity as we can to our own lagoon, which is in the back, but we cannot take it all because we use a lot. And the more we push to Carolina Beach, the more we have to pay Carolina Beach. So there are a variety of dynamics in there. It's not as simple as just a meter. It really isn't quite that simple, but it.
I'm just trying to understand how because I know it's priced differently.
Right.
So is the price going up on both ends, or is it just everything over 2,000 gallons that go through your house, whether it's through the outside meter or your household?
It is, we have, can we put up the examples?
Are you asking if you have an irrigation meter?
Yes.
If you have an actual irrigation meter, the water rates are going up also. The minimum gallons are coming
down. Oh, so was that the question?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought you were asking what the impact was.
Arlo, what about the last year when we looked at how many people, or what percentage of citizens are using the vast majority of water? Like 10% using half the water of the town?
Yes. It was a ridiculous.
If you want to play, you got to pay, basically.
We're using close to 50% of the town's water.
Yeah. I manage 35 rental properties all in Cray Beach, and I can tell you at least 30 of my residents are always over. And it's some of only one person households, or two or three.
Okay. Well, but I mean, that is true. About 10% use about 50% of the water. So That's a concern, of course.
I'll just say that on an annual basis, well, I think it was about 50% of the accounts will see no change at all in the billing. So even with these changes, it's about 50% of the annual billings will see some type of increase.
And, you know, if so much of this increase is truly predicated on Mr. Hagler's concerns about availability of water and the aquifer and saltwater intrusion, I would really appreciate it also to have some real scientific data that we can look at that says, what's the probability? How vulnerable are we? You know, why are we doing this? Why is Carolina Beach not doing this? Do we all have the same data? I mean, we're really relying on, you know, we're taking a great huge leap of faith here that all this research has been done, but I haven't seen any data. I've heard this over the past several years that we are really threatened by saltwater intrusion.
Well, we do have a concern, and the island is growing. I don't have hard data. I do know that we get water from the aquifer, and Carolina Beach gets water from the aquifer. I know that if the aquifer fails, our entire infrastructure is useless.
But I know that there are engineers out there that specialize in this type of thing. I would feel that it's the town's responsibility to truly get some real data that says, look, you know, based on population growth, you know, models, we have a, you know, 10% chance or 50% chance that by the year such and such, this is going to happen. I just feel like we're really taking a huge leap of faith financially and as citizens to believe in a few people's concerns that, for reasons that I don't understand, a lot of other elected officials in our neighborhood community don't have that same level of concern. So I would feel that this increase, and 10% increase is no skinny increase, nor is the difference between 2,000 and 2,500 gallons, I think that it would be a lot more palatable to all of us who live in this community if we felt there was some true data behind it.
Okay, thank you. Let's go back to the first slide. For the benefit of others who have not signed up or at least haven't mentioned anything, on the general fund, the increase is generally driven relative to raises for the employees and the additions of two new employees, one of them being a police officer, one of them being a ordinance officer. In the water and sewer fund, that is really drainage repairs and meters that is driving that up. We do need new meters. They're over 20 years old, and they are not near accurate. And that's pretty much the items that are driving the activity that you see on that chart. Some areas going down, thankfully, but other areas require quite a bit of investment. Some of them being enterprise funds, which must pay for themselves legally. Anybody else wish to speak? Yes, ma'am.
I have a question.
Yes.
I see the proposed budget, but what I don't see is the actual expenditures for 2019.
Okay.
As compared to what the 2019 budget was, did you go over budget? Were you under budget?
I think we came in at 94%. We're at about 94% of budget.
Yeah, I mean, we had to do some considered budget amendments during the course of the year, primarily related to Hurricane Florence. We incurred additional expenses, as you can imagine, you know, because of the damages and also the amount of manpower that was required. I did have that information, I guess, at the council meeting in May when the whole budget was presented to show where we were in relation to the current fiscal year. We will be under the amended budget. That's all I can really say at this point. I don't really have the numbers off the top of my head.
We're not finished with the year. We almost are, but we expect to come in slightly under budget, as we generally do. When was the last time we went over budget, Arlen?
Well, we never. We may have to amend the budget at points in
yes.
time, but actually at the end of the year, we will not be over budget.
Okay. Any other questions, observations, discussions? Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't get your address or your name.
My name is Cindy Mayer. I live at 245 Sea Lane Way.
Thank you. And yes, ma'am, your name and address.
My name is Seth Burns. I live at 109 Howard's Hill.
Okay.
I came today because I was concerned about the increases to the water and sewer rates, but now I'm concerned that not only are we increasing the rates for Curie Beach, Carolina Beach isn't matching. They have lower rates. So the goal of Curie Beach is to increase rates in order to decrease usage and extend the life of the aquifer, at least take less water
right.
out. I believe that's what the philosophy or the motivation is behind the rates.
Right.
So we're providing that benefit, but Carolina Beach is also getting that benefit, and they are paying for it. Their citizens aren't paying the same load that we are. We're carrying the burden of extending the life of the aquifer. And Carolina Beach is just riding along. And that just doesn't seem fair. Have you had any discussions with Carolina Beach about that?
We had discussions with them most recently at our sewer authority meeting back on May the 9th, whatever the second Monday in May was. Hagler and I attended that meeting. We brought it up to them again. Willard even wrote an editorial 6 or 8 months ago that Carolina Beach needs to more closely mirror what Curie Beach does. It would be wiser for them in the long run. They've not picked up on it.
So they're basically not moving?
You see that they're having some issues up there right now, without a doubt. So
There's a lot of complexity in budgets, right? To compare garbage rates, to compare sewage rates. There's just a lot of complexity in the fact that many of these budgets have to balance themselves, right? You can't really compare often dollar for dollar. You could say you're going to pay 34 cents for your real estate tax, but you pay the county 54 cents for real estate tax. So I would say the 34 cents is quite a deal. What would you get in town here for 34 cents? But in any case, it gets difficult just to compare outright. The best thing to do is, if anybody has questions, we can certainly sit down with somebody who needs detail and take them through what are the elements that go into a budgeted item, what are the laws that surround that budgeted item, what philosophy we use to come up to what we agree to do, how we discuss it, and how we publish it. And we can do that.
And in that sewer authority meeting, Carolina Beach did say they had two wells that were already showing signs of low levels of, I can never say this word correct, salinity, if I got it right. So
Salination,
sorry.
And that's scary.
I have one more question. I noticed that there's a significant increase in the beach protection fund from year to year, an 82.9% increase, and then there's a significant decrease in the power bill fund of 62%. What's the philosophy behind those two significant changes compared to the other budgeted numbers?
I'm going to need Arlen to help me with that. Those get a little more complex.
I'll start with the PAL bill. That's money we get from the Department of Transportation that we use for street repairs and maintenance. This current year, we spent much more than we would in a normal year out of the fund balance for some paving projects that were done. Sloop Point Lane.
You notice a few roads have been paved.
That was the difference that this current year, we're in right now, we spent significantly more than we did in a typical year, like with your different paving projects. And the Beach Protection Fund is really based on, we make a transfer from the general fund of a set amount of money. The balance of that is an interest income that we earn on the fund investments.
Is the power bill fund roll?
All funds, I guess, if there's any money left over, rolls into what's considered the fund balance.
Is there a balance now?
Okay,
we can go into the deficit.
No, there's a balance. There's a balance.
So many of those funds have to maintain a balance for future work, future infrastructure improvements.
Yeah.
Yes. Please state your name and your address, sir.
My name is Steve Shoemaker. I live at 107 Ocean View, basically right near the border of North Carolina, or Carolina Beach and Curry Beach. And I've had the opportunity to go to Carolina Beach City Council meetings. I've read their budget. I've seen what they plan on doing, intend to do. Number one, tax increase, theirs is going to be twice as much as ours. They're going to get rid of several police officers. I don't think we want to lose our police officers. So to get where you need to go, everybody, if you ask 10 people, they give you 10 different ways to get there. So I know to some people, irrigation is important. To others, the aquifers are. So, yeah, certainly it would be nice to come to some agreement. And I've, like Willard, I've made a comment several months ago. I brought up made a statement that it's too bad that Pleasure Island can't actually be Pleasure Island with Carolina and Curry Beach cooperating. Two of the council members at Carolina Beach, a statement was made by the ex-city manager that residents of Curry Beach didn't think Carolina Beach really wanted to work in a community-type atmosphere. And two of the council members came right out and said, we don't. So, Carolina Beach, I'm not impressed by how they manage things. Curry Beach, I am impressed. You got to pay, but what you get here compared to what you may get up there is two different ballgames.
I'd just like to say something. I care just as much about the aquifer as the next person, but I'm a logical person. I really have a hard time taking one person's viewpoint about the threat to our aquifer. I would rather see the town pay an environmental engineer to do some sort of a study that, or to look at existing studies that might be out there that could actually tell me what threat is that's so defining that motivates Curry Beach Town Council to take a position so incredibly different than Carolina Beach.
Okay. You ready, David? David said he would like to have a response.
Can you ask whoever's running the computer to go to esc.sog.usc.edu?
Could you text that to somebody?
I'll text it to you right now.
If you text it, we'll put it up.
You can tell.
Beth is going to try to get there.
Well, you can tell. Harlan, and it's the North Carolina Water and Wastewater Rates Dashboard.
He probably knows
where he is, but I'll get it to you.
You can see
SMG
blogs?
Let's see.
Can you guys just send us the
I'm sorry?
I just texted it to them. So when you get us, I'm going to have you pull up North Carolina and Curry Beach. Make sure you click it for water and sewer bill together. You can change it from 5,000 gallons to whatever gallons you want. So 5,000 gallons, Ms. Elliott, which is certainly a reasonable amount of water for most people, not for you and what you're talking about, obviously, for most people. The Curry Beach water and sewer bill is $62.75. For Carolina Beach, it's $81. So the fact is that for the reasonable users of water and sewer, in the two towns, Curry Beach is less, but it is true that, and if you look, tell me when you got it up.
It's up.
We're getting there.
If you look at the bill comparison, put up Carolina Beach and then put up Curry Beach, whoever's running it, right? You can search them. I encourage you to go here, by the way, because this is how the state tells you to measure how well your water and sewer division is doing its job. The one I would encourage you to look at is the one on the right called the conservation signal. And if you can use the scale to drag around so you can compare us to Carolina Beach, since that seems to be important to you.
I'm not complaining about that.
I'm using 5,000 gallons. I'm using 5,000 gallons to just look at 5,000 gallons.
Hang on. You're a little bit ahead of us. Debbie's waiting for the thing to come up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I apologize. Thanks for slowing me down.
That's okay.
I apologize again that I'm not there to the community. But this is how USC, which I'm an NC State graduate, so I'm not totally involved, but they're a nice environmental finance center, and they can look at every water sewer system in the state, and they measure it really in four categories. The upper left, as it came up, Hell's Internet should be there by now. You need some more Corning fiber.
Are you where we need to be, Arlen? Yeah. Not yet?
What is the dashboard? Where does
he
want
it? Yes, the water dashboard. We're calling it the water and wastewater race dashboard. Just put it on water and sewer bill. You can put water or sewer or water and sewer together. And then start with Curie Beach. And you can use the slider to pick 5,000 gallons. Or you can tell me whatever number you want. But 5,000 gallons is what I want to have.
There's still... Still getting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We've got to work on our internet. So.
Yep. I'll give you the high sign when we get to the page to compare them.
I'm sorry, I don't want to get ahead.
That's all right, no problem.
You're just trying to locate it.
Trying to locate it. Oh.
What is he wants to
I thought I texted you and
SOGUNCEDU, that's what they're on.
EFC.SOG.UNC.EDU. EFC is the first part. I texted you and Joe.
Conservation signal here on the right. Okay, we're on Carolina Beach.
I sent it to Nancy if she's logged on too.
Carolina Beach Conservation Signal, is that where you are?
Conservation Signal? Is that it?
Carolina Beach is fine.
Okay.
I'll switch. Okay, so I'm on Carolina Beach.
All right.
If you put 5,000 gallons in the slider bar, and then you look at the four dials, this is the dashboard. The first one, the bill comparison, they show 8190, right? Is that what shows up?
She's... Just turn it on to water. We hit the water. And
water and sewer
together, he suggests.
Yeah. Because that's the total bill. That's what Teddy was talking about.
The only complaint I have is that y'all won't let me buy an irrigation meter. I'm happy to pay for the water we use. I'm very unhappy that you're charging us double for irrigation because you priced the irrigation meter so high. So I understand and respect all of this, but I have a philosophical problem with you holding the irrigation meter ransom to anyone who has the audacity to irrigate their lawn.
Okay. So I guess we don't need to go through this process, and Debbie believes she's okay with that. She doesn't like the cost of the meter.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So...
I'll email or something later after email.
Yeah, if we can maybe because it'd be nice to take for we can put it out and folks can maybe run through it, though I don't wanna poke our friend neighbors in the eye either.
No, that's fine. I'll be glad to email or something, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'll be quiet.
Okay. Do we have any? Yes. Name and address, please.
My name is Mary Ann Ditter, and I live at 430 Settlers. Was the new town hall done with zero scaping?
Was the new hall done with what?
Zero scaping. You don't need to water lawns here. I'm just wondering if the town hall was built with zero scaping.
What we used was we used all permeable surfaces, and maybe you
we have limited irrigation. We do have a limited irrigation system, drip irrigation for the shrubbery stuff, but. I don't have numbers on what, how much we're actually spending on irrigation.
But it's we are certainly not using a lot. We used as many local plants as we could in our design.
You didn't put a well in?
No, we didn't put a well in. Yes?
And just in a follow-up on that, does Curie Beach support artificial turf and landscaping?
We really don't, we don't have any specific position on that, but some HOAs do.
We have a house on my street that has artificial turf.
What were you going to say, David? We do?
I was going to say Curie Beach has a position that was adopted 3 councils ago that we use indigenous plants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember the indigenous plants. There was wondering if there was a direction on astroturf type materials.
Not that I know of.
That's exactly what I said. It's more an HOA question than a personal property question. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Name and address, please.
Richard Baker at 15 Assembly Way.
All right.
How did you guys determine that 2,000 gallons was going to be the new minimum?
Nice round number.
I mean, you just picked it out. No
yeah, answer. It was 2,500. We took a look at it, and we actually looked at how many people we could least impact. There will be 120 new accounts that will be impacted at that new number. That was the least number we could really kind of come up with. Trying not to impact folks.
I'm 2 people in my house.
Yes.
Me and my wife, and we're over the minimum now every month.
Okay.
So, you know.
I am too. We're paying the same rates.
And I personally don't think the water quality is very good. I feel like I'm bathing in chlorine every day to take a shower. So I'm paying a high price for what I think is a low quality product, and now you're lowering the minimum. So I'm not happy about that.
Okay. Any other comments, questions, statements, positions? Yes, ma'am.
How frequently are the water meters, sewer meters calibrated to make sure that they're measuring usage accurately?
How often are they calibrated?
Yeah.
Well, we actually read them each month. I don't know how often they are calibrated. Public Works is in. David, is there any type of a calibration process? I think the meters run and are certified. They're certified meters, so as they wear.
Yeah, I'd have to ask Jimmy. I know that if a citizen has an issue, they go out and check. Them. But I don't know other than that.
Yeah. If you did have an issue where you had a particular month where you had a lot of water, they would go out and reread the meter or check the meter or look for a leak.
I worked for various utility companies during my career, and one of them happened to be a water company, and we found that there were discrepancies in the water meters, and we had to recalibrate about every 2 to 3 years. We would go out and check each meter to make sure that it was accurately recording. For electric meters, you've got to do it more often. If the meters have never been calibrated, we could be losing a lot of water or being overcharged or even undercharged just based on meter deficiencies.
As they age, the gearing does get older. I don't know what the calibration process is. We certainly, if you leave your name and number, we can certainly have Jimmy tell you what the facts are.
And that's why we have a project to replace them all now.
Yeah.
Because these meters are over 20 years old.
Yeah. We believe that the meters aren't being very accurate right now, and they need to be replaced. Of course, the water meter folks tell you really need to replace the meters, so that's where we are right now.
What does the town think the magnitude of the error is?
The magnitude of the job?
No, oh, the error.
I don't know.
We don't really have a good
Question was, is do we have an idea of the magnitude of the error of the worn meters? I think the answer to that is no.
No, probably not.
Well, I'm sure.
When the citizen reports an issue with the meter, we go out and check it to verify if it's correct or not, and then they get credit if there's an issue. It gets replaced. We have not replaced that many meters for error, but I don't have the exact numbers.
So we can get you some information if you either send us a note, leave us how we can be in contact with you. But clear.
Since when sending the price signal through the ratcheted rates, the increased rates, the rates that increase with usage, could be undermined by inaccurate meter readings.
So the issue is that, as Arlen would tell you, this is an enterprise fund, which means that all the money the town spends to give you water and sewer, the town has to recover via its rates. And so the way the town does that, and Arlen does an excellent job of this, is the town knows exactly how much water we pump, because the five wells that we have calibrated meters required to be inventoried by the state. So we know how much water came out of the ground and was processed by the town. And then Arlen works with Jimmy Messimer, the department head of public works, to say how much money does it require to make that much water and to then deal with the sewer from that. And that's how the rates are set. So you're exactly right. An individual meter could over or undercharge a citizen. But in totality, the rates, based off all those meters, some of them being high or low potentially, have to balance out the cost that the town has to provide that service. The system does not make money. You also have to make sure that you can take care of the wells and take care of the water towers and take care of the lines and all that. But this, the water and sewer system, is an enterprise fund. And the budget officer and the public works director's responsibility are to define how much it costs, how much we're going to use, and that's how the rates are set. And then council strategically looks at how those rates should be set to impact citizens. And we've historically, and I've led the charge on this, although I appreciate councils have recognized what I'm doing, have prioritized stuff in three ways. One, we have a number of fixed income citizens that are have been in the town for a long time, or moved here as retired, and so we set as low a minimal rate as possible. That's why the first 2,500, now 2,000 gallons below, and then we set a ratcheting rate because we are concerned, and it's a real concern, that overuse of the aquifer jeopardizes this resource to all citizens. That's how the rates have been set up. And Arlen basically does a math exercise in Excel to say, here's the usage we have of all the citizens, and here's how the rates will change to make the number that Jimmy and Public Works says they have to do to provide the service. So that's what happens. So the council is supporting upgrading our water meters because it's either upgrade or hire more Public Works staff because of the workload for the Public Works Department. And we recognize that technology will be upgraded meters will be more accurate, which is good for everyone, and will allow public works to read the meters without walking out into everyone's yard with the wand and actually do that. They'll be able to drive by the neighborhoods and read the meters. So that's what council is supporting in this budget.
And if the new meters happen to bring in more revenue than anticipated, then certainly we can, or less, you know, we may have to make adjustments accordingly because the fund should balance.
Yeah, statutorily the fund will balance.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Hi.
You.
Craig Adam, 1250 South Fort Fisher.
Yes.
Well, one of the new meters supposed to be in place going to start being installed.
When are they looking to install? When will they be installed?
We're still working through the financing process because of the amounts involved. We have to go through the state treasurer's office, so we're hoping that we have final approval on financing in early July. The contractor's already been awarded the project based on the whole bidding process. So once we have financing, hopefully it'll be soon thereafter. So whether that's and it'll be mobilization by the contractor that's going to be doing it. So the exact time I don't know, but it'll be sometime after July.
July initiative.
Right.
So if
to start,
you know, what you just said, Craig, is if the new meters result in an overall usage of, if it shows a decline in usage, then we go back and you revisit the rates.
Yes, because we have to make it. We have to make it balance. Or you could make a decision that says we would put some of that money into infrastructure development. You could do that, but it certainly wouldn't be a reason to bring more rates up more, unless we're in the wrong direction. Right.
If we would the council consider then, if we're looking at July to start installing perhaps these new rates, to hold off on the increase to see if the new water meters are more in line with the usage? And I say that because I've had the experience of some very erratic water meter readings at my residence. I mean, the readings were so bad electronically that I was charged, for example, for 2 months in a row, 9,000 gallons and 11,000 gallons of water, and I wasn't even in the home. Now, I did all the precautions. I had plumbers come out and check if there were leaks, and there were no leaks. And this went on for 2 months straight or 3 months prior to that. It got to the point where I actually started taking my own readings every month. On the 14th, 15th of every month and matching them up to our bill. So as far as erratic water readings go, it does happen. Mm-hmm. And it may be happening to other people. And I understand that on any given month, approximately 2% of any of the water meter readings done in the town could be inaccurate. So there is some inaccuracy in the readings, which obviously affects perhaps your decision to raise the rates.
There may be, hopefully we worked with you to make those adjustments, and I think we did. To
we
fix,
did.
Yes, we did, okay.
Honest,
so you did bring it to people's attention, and that is an example of us trying to work when something is noticed to be incorrect. And even though you might have a little bit of difference in the readings, the expenses are relatively accurate. The costs that are associated with running the system, and we have to cover the costs of the system. So holding this is not going to help us statutorily meet the costs of running the system. So we need to go ahead and do this. Wish we didn't, but we need to go ahead and do this and get the new meters in as quickly as we can and make adjustments as we need to. So, but if you see something that looks crazy, and we had a period of time there, I don't remember exactly when it was, but last year when we were in the trailers, we did have a few adjustments we had to make.
Yeah, there was.
That was due to the hurricane.
Right.
Yeah.
Hurricane,
read the meters.
Of course, the meters would not be read.
Well, that's right.
My incident was.
That's right. Because we picked up 380 tons of garbage, we did not have time to read the meters. So the recalculation was based on 2 months' use instead of two individual months' use. That's right. Thank you. Thanks, David. That reminds me.
That's all right.
So, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we sit at this point in time. This is the public meeting for that budget. We'll be voting on this budget on Monday the 17th. Yes, Dee.
DECO 326 North Fort Fisher. I'm don't understand budgeting as far as a government standpoint or whatever. But I've never seen a budget where the general fund includes everything instead of individual departments or mega departments. I would at least once like to see where's the revenue on some of the departments where we where we have people and we're bringing in money.
Well, there's a ton of detail behind this. If you want to sit down and go through all of it, Arlen will be happy to do that with you. This is a summary so that people can get a feeling for that. But we can give it to you by department if you would like it.
Yeah, and we went through that at the main meeting.
Yeah, I was here.
Right. So you see, you know, there's a budget for each department. So the general fund is just the most significant fund of any town, basically, because that's where most of the services are accounted for. Mm-hmm.
This is your budget. You can go through it. The audit, Pete. The audit. The auditors go through it every year in gory detail.
It's easier to understand if you know where the money is directed and how decisions are made for adding people to the budget, and you know what analysis goes behind adding a person to the budget or taking a person out of the budget. I don't know. I mean, these are questions that go through my head. Maybe my
you certainly can come by and have that discussion with any of us, because we go through all of them. The thought is that you elect us so that we do have in a good manner of detail and to the best of our ability. But we can certainly take anybody who would like through it.
I'm not questioning anything that's up there. I'm not questioning any of the decisions. I'm just a detail-oriented person.
Okay.
And I like to get down to the last penny.
All right.
I'm the one person that spends 6 hours balancing your checkbook at 3 cents a
month. So yes. With that said, and we're getting a general summary here, is there anything online that you could go and look at something a little more detailed? Is that published for the citizens?
Yes, it's on the town website under town news, down here, official notice of public hearing. The budget is out there, the budget message, and the fee schedule. It's on the whole entire budget.
Okay, so thank you. Okay. But down to some of the detail that's under the general fund, to her point.
Yes, yes, there'll be detail there.
A little more drilled down than what we're seeing right now.
You'll see how many employees Public Works has and police.
Also, early in the year, when we have our budget workshop, it's open to the public. Yeah. And at the last one, I think Dee was there.
I was there, yeah.
Maybe the only person that was not either a member of the town staff or one of the commissioners or the mayor. But at that meeting, you know, for instance, the police chief talked about needing a new person, gives his reasoning, what that job is going to be. So it gets into very detail at that. Mm-hmm. I think it was in February. And it is open to the public. It's advertised prior to the meeting. So if you want to come be part of helping us structure the budget, you'd love to see it.
Now, I mean, just to do with one detail, like the police, there are some nights that we can only have one officer on. That's not really acceptable for one officer to be guarding the town. That's not good for us. That's not good for the officer. If he needs help and we need to call in somebody, it's a difficult situation. So there are things. At the same time, we do things like use force multipliers, like cameras. Cameras can if you can get an officer with, can work 365 days a year, 24 hours a day with perfect memory, I'll take that officer. Instead, we do have cameras throughout the town, so officers can be in one place and they can look at what's going on in another place. So we have done a variety of things. You now have a dog. We have a drug dog. Been involved in at least 2 drug busts in the last 8 months. And there's more that our police do that I want to throw out there. But there's a lot going on. There's a lot done to protect this town, a lot done to protect the town from water and the infrastructure from Public Works. And a lot of that detail are in those minutes. And if you take the time, you will see the detail behind some of those decisions. So it's there, it's available to you.
And I'd just like to say, I think all of us here really appreciate all the hard work that y'all do put in. And you're absolutely right that we elect you and put our faith in you that, you know, to do all the detail work. Mm-hmm. The only part of the budget that I've ever questioned in my whole tenure as a citizen here has been about this water issue. Mm-hmm. And the answers that I've gotten tonight concern me a great deal. because I feel there's an arbitrary nature to some of the answers. I don't feel like there's been a great deal of science or analysis behind the lowering the minimum to 2,000 from 2,500. I don't think that there, I haven't seen yet the science behind, you know, the threat to the aquifer. So, great job on all other aspects, but very concerned about the lack of transparency on some of the decisions on water.
I would tell you this, Debbie, I cannot on my own say we're going to go ahead and do a study. We as a council can talk about that, we can vote on it. The result may mean more egregious things.
And I'll be happy to live with that.
Okay.
You know, if the science says it, the science says it. And I respect that.
Okay.
And just from my standpoint, Ms. Elliott, I'll be glad to email you. I have positions I do, so you understand. But I've been very open in every meeting we've ever talked about this issue. So I don't feel I haven't been transparent at all about this issue. And I'll be glad to make sure that Willard gives you the study that was done in the late 90s. I'll be glad to make sure that you get the information about Carolina Beach having salinization issues on two of their wells. And I'll be glad to forward you the studies that talk about concerns about aquifers on the ocean side. So while you may say it's not transparent, if you would have been to all the meetings when we talked about the budget, when we talked about setting the water rates, I was very clear about my basis for why they were and the facts, and I'll be glad to forward all that to you.
That would be helpful. That would be a basis for something to think about. Okay. Going. Anything else? If not, we're going to adjourn, ladies and gentlemen. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you, guys.